Megan Williams bounds across a grassy hill towards several rows of green shoots coming out of the ground.
Well, I just want to check out this garlic.
She bends down and plucks one stalk, bringing it up to her mouth.
We're at the farm, standing in front of the garlic,
which is really sweet.
Williams and her boyfriend, Michael Bowdy, began this small vegetable farm in Fort Collins, Colorado, last year. Both had farmed as apprentices before, but wanted their own space and their own business.
People ask if we're married, and we say, oh no, we're way beyond that. We own a small organic farm together. Well, you spend a lot of time on the farm. There's not a great margin, profit margin, so in the beginning, there's definitely a struggle.
A struggle many small business owners will understand. But running a small farm comes with unique challenges. Bowdy and Williams decided to split their business in thirds. One third of their produce goes to the farmer's market. Another third is sold to local restaurants. And the final piece of the pie feeds their 35 CSA shareholders. Local folks sign up at the beginning of the spring, write a check to the farm, and hope for a good year, right alongside the young farmers.
Like the stock market, like you can have a good year or a bad year, and sometimes it pays off, and you know, it doesn't pay off in money, it pays off in food.
The CSA model is probably the deepest commitment a customer can have with a farm, but it's also very difficult to run well.
Dawn Thilmany is a professor of agricultural economics at Colorado State University. She says starting and running a small farm is inherently risky. About 10% of farms go out of business each year.
It's just a richer relationship, and anytime there's a richer relationship in any form, but mostly in business, it's going to mean you have to do a lot of planning to make sure you can honor all of your promises.
That's one of the biggest concerns when running a CSA, the promise. Here's why. CSAs allow a farmer to spread out the risk of running a small farm. Customers share a portion of the risk, whether it be in the form of late season frosts, pesky bugs, or hailstorms. Thilmany says small farms can usually communicate that risk to members, a tougher task for bigger farms. One bad season could sour even the most loyal members.
Once you have a ding on your record that someone was disappointed, it's really hard to get your reputation back.
There are very serious challenges as you scale up any kind of farm.
John Hendrickson studies small vegetable farms at the University of Wisconsin. He conducted a study of farms that were using the CSA model back in the late 90s. When talking to those farmers, he found the biggest challenges came when they started to grow the farm to begin making more money. He says problems came up not just on the customer service side, but on expanding the farm's operations.
It's fairly easy to fall into a trap of growing larger than you intended, even in the very first season.
Hendrickson says it's tempting to expand quickly when the weather's cooperating and customers are clamoring for a CSA share. It's easier to manage weeds and harvest and pack produce from a 4-acre farm than from a 400-acre farm.
That's where the you-know-what hits the fan sometimes, and growers realize that, oh, gulp, I expanded too quickly.
Another problem is the lack of reliable data on what works and what doesn't. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is starting to take notice of innovative local food systems. They've commissioned a nationwide survey of CSA farms, with forms going out this year.
Good. A little clover coming in.
Back at Spring Kite Farms in Fort Collins, Megan Williams and Michael Bowdy say they're taking the slow growth approach. They just barely broke even last year without giving themselves a paycheck.
And part of our philosophy, and this is incredibly idealistic and romantic, and I know that, but there's more ways to quantify success than just maximizing economic gain. And so for us to be out here with our dogs and to make our own decisions, you know, that's success.
Bowdy says as long as they're making ends meet, a small CSA works just fine. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.